Good morning. Here's what markets are telling us today. The dominant story this morning is that the confrontation between the United States and Iran has moved from military action into economic warfare. The United States disabled three Iranian tankers after missile fire from Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Iran is promising what it calls faster, heavier, more painful responses, and the Strait of Hormuz is stuck in a lethal stalemate. Yet OPEC Plus held its quotas. Crude is around $91.48 a barrel, and American diesel has set a record at $5.85 a gallon. August payrolls landed at 162,000, roughly triple the consensus of about 50,000, and wage growth at 3.1% year over year has lifted the odds of a Fed hike at the September 15th and 16th meeting to about 60%. The positioning case remains long energy and refiners, short duration, with this week's CPI and PPI prints as the swing factor. The catalyst calendar this week includes CPI and PPI, Oracle earnings on Thursday, and small business optimism and consumer credit on Tuesday. Any further escalation between Iran and the United States, a tariff flare-up between the United States and Canada, or an emergency OPEC plus supply move remains live upside for energy. Heard on the Street argues that oil, not just fiscal policy, is driving the global bond sell-off. Fed Chair Warsh's observation that 54% of goods prices are rising more than 3% signals second-round inflation. The column's conclusion is that tightening is still needed, but fiscal help is unlikely. Separately, Jason Zweig warns that leveraged single stock exchange traded funds are volatility traps. He notes that nobody likely earned the triple leveraged NASDAQ fund's 35,000% cumulative return, and Korea's leveraged funds cost investors $21 billion. Against that backdrop, the hot jobs report left equities bruised but not broken. The Dow fell 0.5%, the S&P 500 fell 0.4%, and the NASDAQ fell 0.3%. The two-year yield settled at 4.379% and the 10-year at 4.783%. The dollar firmed, while gold fell 1.4% to $4,429.80. The single-name damage was concentrated. Lululemon dropped 17% after a second guidance cut. Tesla fell 5.9% on a cybercab probe. Adobe lost 6.7% after a chief executive change. Fair Isaac dropped 17% and Equifax 6.4% on the VantageScore story. Volkswagen bucked the mood, rising 6.5%. Among chip names, SanDisk, Micron, and Advanced Micro Devices all rose. Bitcoin sits around $79,000, about 37% below its record, while retail speculation keeps shifting toward Kalshi and Polymarket, and AMC Entertainment and Robinhood remain in a tokenized stock dispute. Beneath the payroll headline, unemployment was 4.1%, and June and July were revised up by 55,000 jobs. Average hourly earnings rose 3.1% from a year earlier, the slowest since the pandemic, and women accounted for 98% of the gains. The market is pricing roughly 60% odds of a September hike, and UBS sees both September and December hikes. President Trump, Vice President Vance, Treasury Secretary Bessent, and Navarro are all pressuring Fed Chair Warsh, and Trump has explicitly tied halting trade with surplus countries to rate cuts. The inflation pulse is global. Eurozone inflation for August came in at 3.3%. Japan's 10-year yield has crossed 3%. 10-year yields in the United Kingdom and Germany are at their highest since 2008 and 2011. Record diesel prices are adding another layer of cost pressure. On the corporate side, Volkswagen's board has doubled planned job cuts to 100,000 and halved the model range. Boeing's Spirit Aerosystems deal is bleeding value. The company added a $455 million off-market contract liability, and goodwill now stands at $10.3 billion, exceeding its equity. EQT is buying McGill for $2 billion, and Aon is paying $17 billion for the insurance brokerage USI. In finance, 21 banks, including Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs, plan to launch a dollar stablecoin by the first half of 2027. JP Morgan is separately evaluating one of its own, a firm jumped about 11% pre-market on a gross merchandise volume beat, while a Jefferies fund has $500 million of exposure to a second alleged invoice fraud. On geopolitics, the Treasury has designated Bank Misr UAE for $1.8 billion of Iranian shadow banking that moved through correspondent accounts at JP Morgan and Citigroup. The operation carries the name Operation Economic Outcast. The Venezuela deal now covers 17 fields and 65 billion barrels, with the United States receiving a 35% stake and 20% of output at cost. Big oil remains cautious. Canada has responded with retaliatory tariffs after Trump called the current account imbalance unacceptable, and Michigan is feeling the squeeze. The United States is also testing a new opening on Ukraine. In technology, there is a sense of model fatigue. Anthropic, OpenAI's GPT-6, Astra, Meta, and Google all released updates, and Nvidia is buying Hugging Face for $12.9 billion. Anthropic is near awarding Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs top roles in a $2 trillion initial public offering, while authors are disputing a $1.5 billion copyright settlement. SpaceX's plan for turbine blades and vanes is pressuring Howmet Aerospace, DPC, and Precision Cast Parts. Howmet fell 7%, and the barriers to entry remain high. Data center insurance could reach $20 to $30 billion in premiums by 2030. Rural backlash is growing, and data centers now account for 27% of development sites. A few standouts: Russian gold is flooding through Hong Kong after sanctions. The FDIC beat creditors' $1.71 billion Silicon Valley Bank deposit claim after a judge found $5.4 billion in damages. A Brazilian court has suspended Sigma Lithium mine permits, adding to lithium supply risk. Sugar rose 21.5% in August, and Citigroup's highest conviction bullish agricultural call is sugar, with a target of 19 cents a pound on El Nino and Indian imports. That's the shape of the morning: energy-led inflation anxiety, a hot labor market, and a market waiting on the Fed and the inflation data. Have a good day.